We are Quick C 98.3. Colonel Lance O'Brien, Garrison Commander at Fort Knox, is my guest this morning while Brian is on vacation. So I was reading about these two guys that bought a lottery ticket, but they ended up winning. They got $5 million on this lottery ticket. So lucky them. But it turns out that they bought the lottery ticket with a stolen debit card. So
lucky and unlucky.
Yeah.
Or is it just lucky
fools
and stupid?
Yeah, stupid, yes. So they're in England and 34 and 38 years old. They didn't actually have the debit card. They just had the number and the expiration date written down. And so, here's one problem. The convenience store cashier just ran it. So the guy's like reading it off of his hand, like, okay, so this is the number. There's like no clue there that maybe something might be wrong.
I would call that aiding and abetting.
Yes. So they bought three of the tickets they bought were losers, and one hit. For the fifth one hit for £4 million, which is around $5.3 million.
Do you think they get to use that money to like pay their bail or to bond themselves out of jail?
Yeah, I'm thinking not. But who wins? I mean, should the person whose debit card was used?
Oh wow, you know, I never thought about that.
Because it was a legitimate ticket, mm-hmm. and it was their card mm-hmm. that was written on the guy's hand.
So. I think that they'll find a way to not pay that lottery ticket.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So, one of the guys, his name is John, he called lottery headquarters and he told them that the other guy, Mark, bought the winning ticket and they said they were going to split the money. And then when Mark got on the phone and they needed a bank account number to transfer the money to him, he said he didn't have a bank account. And so, of course, like red flags start raising there.
A little bit of a red flag goes up on that one.
How did you buy the ticket with a debit card then if you don't have a bank account?
Very carefully.
Yeah. I had it written down. Exactly. I saw it somewhere. And so, they're not getting the money. They've been sentenced to 18 months in prison. And I don't know if it doesn't say anything about where the money's going to end up. Probably, I guess, still in the lottery system.
Yeah, I mean, they don't get the money for sure, but yeah, I think the lottery system will figure out a way not to have to pay that one out.
Could you imagine, though? I mean, if they would have just bought it legitimately, they probably would have just blown all the money. And
the moral of the story, kids, is just do the right thing.
Exactly.